My apologies first for not being able to upload Tuesday. I think it's the smoke in the atmosphere from the fires. So we pray for all beings that are being affected by these fires and being affected by the smoke, you know, hundreds and even thousands of miles away. We settle. And immediately a clear, bright, luminous quality is our awareness. Bright does not mean visual. Some people might not have that, but clear, alert, bright. It is unmistaken. And simple because it's already and always present. And then the thought arises, whatever thought. So before we, you know, do the rest of our half hour, this is important. We approached this nature of awareness in many ways over years. And everyone who's here will remember this. There it is. And in truth, there it is. As soon as you engage your mind in its habit of consciousness of, oh, I'm going to meditate. Now I'm meditating. Then there it is. And then we tell ourselves to settle and we tell ourselves to watch our breath and all that kind of thing. So then we think, we instruct, we re-engage and enforce dualism. But there it is. It required no effort. The ego, the personality, had nothing to do with its arising or its being present because it's always, already what we are. Regardless of what's going on with our body, regardless of what's going on with our life, regardless of whether we think about it, don't think about it, none of that matters. To awareness, none of that matters. To our essential nature, to our bodhicitta essential nature, none of that matters. Luminous is the mind, brightly shining. And when Buddha Shakyamuni used the word mind, he meant your essential pure nature, and at the same time he meant, yes, our everyday mind is luminous, brightly shining. It always can be clear, doesn't have to be cluttered, doesn't have to be clouded, obscured, afflicted. None of that is necessary. We do that to ourselves. Culture does that, and then we accept it. All of those considerations. So just sit for a moment. There it is. If we're looking for something mystical, we've already missed the mystery. If we're looking for something over the top, we've missed its altitude. If we're looking for something other than what is, we will never discover what is. So contemplate for a moment and reflect on how powerful the mechanism of dualism is to constantly derail us from what is. No judgment, just a reflection on if that's true, if that entanglement happens. We catch ourselves with any judgment about entanglement, about dualism, because that's another entanglement, of course. So that's not going to help. It has no service. And then we take a long, slow, deep breath. And there it is. Never went away. Luminous is the mind. Luminous is awareness, clear, alert, unmistaken, unbroken, brightly shining. take a breath and relax completely as if you were stopping. And then again, reflect. What are we stopping? It's a good exercise. It's an important exercise to stop. The masters down the ages of meditation have said, you know, don't push it. Stretch, but don't push. So what did we just stop? What did you just stop? Were you efforting? Were you abiding? Were you in continuity? Were you fighting thoughts? What for you was happening? Again, no judgments, just reflect. All the combination of what was happening. It started out easy, it got a little less so. What was your experience? And as you reflect, kind of step back a little too. Give yourself some detachment and distance. And feel that pristine, neutral awareness already present, always present. It's your nature. And at the same time, from that vantage point, which is completely neutral, completely clear and transparent, limitless, sky-like, reflect. Now, if with training, more off the cushion than on, with training, if one abides in this natural state of pure awareness that is ordinary, which is what makes it extraordinary, then there was nothing to reflect upon. Not because there wasn't movement, thoughts arising, thoughts disappearing, maybe a distraction here and there. Not because that didn't happen, but because from pure awareness, nothing happened. Pure awareness never moved. So, and I could feel a couple of people in the group with myself going, from this vantage point, yeah, there's nothing to reflect upon. So I offer that because we can do that all through our day. because our nature is Bodhi. Our nature is clean, clear. Our nature is not distraction or confusion or whatever. And that's really joyous to abide in, no matter what's going on. Because there's always stuff going on. Okay? So, once again, smile. Long, slow, deep breath. There it is. There you are. There your essence is. You are this. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Not ending, just breathing. And holding in our awareness the simultaneity of awareness and all that awareness interacts with. Our everyday, all our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, actions, words. They are always in union. We are one whole being. So we sit for a moment before we Om, recognizing the integration that is. Our meditation session has no on-off switch. Now I'm meditating, now I'm not. That's incorrect and untrue. It's fabricated. We are an integrated whole. Always aware. An awareness, capital A, is awareness, small letter A. It's the same awareness. Where does cognition come from? It comes from our essential nature, which is always aware. Always bodhi, always luminous and bright. Where does laughter come from? Where does joy come from? Where does love come from? Comes from the body. Pure, pristine, luminous, dancing awareness. So you see, we are already in union, always, always integrated, always. But our culture, etc., teach us to default to the partial, not the whole, to the specific, and forget that it has a context. The context is awareness, the context is pure being. So we breathe long, slow, and deep. We begin our 3 days tomorrow at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll see you if you can be there for any part of it. Love you all. Create your day.